one a dad cam and click on the name game banner. Submit your name there and keep listing. You, too, could qualify for awesome prizes.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome.
You're just 55 minutes away from the next... Well, maybe there's another one. Emily segment.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
So we had a very, very nice start this morning. Especially if you were up early this morning, you were treated to temperatures like around 61. We're going to have a very warm day today. Lots of sunshine around with a high temperature in the upper 80s. That's still way above normal for this time of the year, but hold the phone. Things are about to change. We have a cool front on the way that arrives late tonight in the state. It's got a lot of showers with it now in Arkansas and over in western Mississippi, but by the time the front gets to us, not many showers will be left, unfortunately. So we're not banking on the rain with the front, but we are banking on the cooler temperatures. Tomorrow's high 79 to 80. Very comfortable Saturday. Great day for the fair. I'll see you out there. And then low tomorrow night should be in the upper 50s, the coolest of the season so far. And Sunday, now we've new wrinkles in the Sunday forecast. We had to add scattered showers to the forecast. In fact, a 50-50 chance by Sunday afternoon, a 60% chance Sunday night, and that goes for Talladega as well. So that could have an impact perhaps on the race, on the cup race, which begins at 1 p.m. We're talking about temperatures in the low 80s on Sunday, and then more scattered showers Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before a significant cool front arrives. So maybe some welcome raindrops right now this morning. East winds at 9. Temperature 66 at 8:03.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, that can be very rejuvenating, right?
Yeah, sure.
You come cold shower inside. Yeah. But I've noticed you went and got an IV, right?
I did. And that was yesterday at Infusion, and there was a first-timer in the chair.
Really?
This gentleman, and he said he noticed that I was getting the Myers cocktail. He was getting the Myers cocktail, too. I said, first time? He said, yes, sir. And I extolled the virtues of the IVs. And I'm a walking ambassador for the Myers cocktail and all the IVs over there at Infusion because it makes me feel great.
Well, it's instant benefit because whatever you're looking to do, whether it's boost your energy, if you've been putting in long hours and you're starting to drag, maybe you've been partying a little bit too hard. Not saying that's wrong, but sometimes that depletes your system in ways that can best be fixed with the instantaneous benefit of IV vitamin therapy. When you take vitamins, your digestive system does not absorb everything. With IV vitamin therapy, it goes straight into your blood and you get the immediate benefit. And yes, they have an IV vitamin cocktail that can help boost your metabolism if you're looking to lose weight.
An incredible detoxifier called glutathione as well.
It's the master antioxidant. But this is just scratching the surface at Infusion Cryo and Laser. They just have a whole menu of new services. The red light room, which is a skin rejuvenating an enhancing experience that can also help with pain. Yeah. It can even make you feel better emotionally. I am eager to try that. They have a chiropractor in-house now. And, of course, the iAssist brain reset therapy, which is...
And let's not forget cryo. It's been a while since I've been in
I know. I got to get back to that.
Yeah, I got
to
do that.
I need the rejuvenation of cryotherapy.
Rejuvenation is the best word.
And we're going to drag Jay over there and get something. We're not sure what, but he needs it. Nobody in this room needs it. Infusion more than Jay does right now. My recommendation is their website has the complete menu of options. InfusionCryoAndLaser.com or call them right now at 296-1662. Ask to speak to Ryan Turner, Allison, the great staff there, Lori. They'll get you set up at Infusion. Right off Taylor Road, you cross Blunt Boulevard on the east side. It's the third building you'll see. InfusionCryoAndLaser.com online.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. It is a busy Friday morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with an update.
A lot of vehicles on I-65 and 85, but it's a speed limit drive through Montgomery with no issues. The boulevard around the city is busy, but accident-free. Vaughn Road and Atlanta Highway inbound this morning, a little busy, but also accident-free. Up in Prattville, it's busy on Cobbs Ford Road, also Highway 14 from Prattville all the way over to Millbrook. There are pockets of heavy traffic here and there. 143 through Millbrook is a little bit busy this morning as well. We have no accidents to report anywhere. Festival Plaza Shopping Center has something for everyone. Bring the family for a night out with dinner at Mellow Mushroom or at Wingers. Then a movie at AMC Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Danica Knight's War Eagle, a Friday tradition here on the show, coming up in just a moment. I'm glad to see that the Roll Tide Nation is waking up. Go to my Facebook page. You don't have to be a friend or any of that stuff. Just find my page. Facebook.com/Greg Budeau. Make a prediction where you see the Alabama Texas A&M logo. And if you're the first person to predict the precise outcome, you'll not only win the works, which is a complete service on your vehicle, including your car getting vacuumed, just as a way of saying thanks for choosing Don Duncan, but a $100 gift certificate that you can apply to any other services they offer there. It's like having your own little account. So get to Facebook, get that prediction in, and we're up to 40 already, so it's a good start. 808 Local News.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a bank robbery. They say the Regions Bank on Coliseum Boulevard was robbed Thursday morning. They say a man went into the bank, gave the teller a note, and then ran away with money. Police say no one was hurt. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Alabama State University's Marching Hornets will soon be playing on a national stage. The marching band will play during halftime of the Atlanta Falcons versus Los Angeles Rams game on October 20th. The band director says the performance will be a first for many students who have never seen an NFL game in person. And local police officers are attending the FBI Law Enforcement Summit in Opelika this week. Some of the topics this year include cybersecurity, problem solving, and media training. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Home to Auburn, Alabama.
Have you heard of Toad? Every time we win, we've been known to rock and roll. Ain't nothing sweeter than Tumas lemonade. Down in the Southland, got it made.
Stupid news.
Stupid news.
Let's go.
So much of it is stupid these days, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Half of teens worldwide say their parents share too much about them online.
Yeah, they do.
I wonder if my daughter, well. See, at least she knows that, I talk about her here.
Mm-hmm.
666 satanic miles away.
Jeez.
Gosh, creepy.
No, honest to goodness.
Too bad it's nothing.
From door to door, from where I live right now to where I stay, it's 700 miles to her house.
Yeah.
The odometer rolls up 666 because I stop in the same places. I am such a creature of habit.
Yeah, you are.
There's the kangaroo station in Ozark. Got to go there. Yeah. 15 years I've been stopping to take get refreshments.
Right.
Cigarettes.
I've got one on the way to the beach that I always stay stopping in Hartford, Alabama.
I've told you guys many times, I doubt you remember, we always stopped at the Prattville Holiday Inn when it was there.
When it used to be on the hill.
I
mean, you could see.
That's where Dad would.
Tell where you were.
Yeah.
There it is.
What is that now?
It's like they tore it down and put a Hampton there. Which is very upsetting to me because that was such a thing with Dad whenever he'd pick us up
iconic.
And drive us back to his place.
Now, wasn't there a restaurant in the Holiday Inn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was like this breezeway.
I had a date there once, I think.
Wow.
I'm sure you did.
The Holiday Inn in Prattville?
Long time ago.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I'm talking like 2005, 2006.
I just remember being very upset when
you
I saw
picked
it.
You some great venues.
Best Buy, the Holiday Inn.
Yeah,
we're going. Have you had a date at Food Outlet?
Baby, I'm taking you to Holiday Inn.
You never know how those lunches are going to work out. At least you, what?
As I understand it, though, the restaurant inside the Prattville Holiday Inn was...
pretty
actually
good.
Very good.
Yeah. So why the hell do you think I picked it?
Didn't they used to do a Thanksgiving meal there? I think.
I wonder if I could remember.
I think they did.
I wonder if she's still around. I wonder if she still listens. At least I didn't look through the window. I knew.
Sometimes I forget the faces I make don't translate over the radio.
Right. They can't see you. Someday we're going to have that camera in here.
Speaking of food, food comas could be connected to long-term memory.
In a negative or positive way?
Like when you're in a food coma and all you can do is just be on the slarm on the couch all day?
New York University researchers looked at a specific type of slug and discovered after eating lots of calories it went into a food coma and its body distributed its energy in both storing nutrients and a memory. It's been widely established that in an array of animals, including humans, sleep is well known to be required for proper storage of long-term memories acquired during wakefulness. Perhaps the drowsiness experienced after a meal is a similar way to preserve a memory about that meal so as to come back to it in the future.
Hmm.
That's over my head. Marriage is linked to a longer lifespan, Emily. Congratulations.
Yay! Because I did Ouch. That. Ouch. That wasn't even allowed. Yay!
Ouch. Andrew's 8 days away from his.
Dude, oh, I know. Yeah. How exciting.
Yeah, in the same sense, I saw another story today that somebody, why marriage? Why about, it's like,
you know what? Why don't you just leave people alone and let them do what they want to do? Nobody's pressuring you to do anything. Don't pass judgment upon us for getting married. Us as in the people that are married in the world.
Yeah.
And the people versus the single people.
Well, you see, that there are two groups of people in the world. Everybody believes something. But there's one group that says, because I believe it, you need to believe it. And there's another group that says, I believe it, but if you believe something different, okay.
What is that acronym you have? The people with nothing better to do?
The PWMBTs.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people with nothing better to do.
Don't worry about me. I'm not worried about y'all. Just, you know.
This is for all the lonely people.
We wish you well. It is 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. If you find yourself in a wreck, for those of you who have never been in one, it's like this. You hear this god-awful crunching sound. You hold your breath. You want to make sure that you're okay. Anybody who's riding with you is okay.
Yeah.
The other person is okay, even if it's their fault, and you want to kind of kill them, but still.
It's a rush.
Yeah. And then if the door of your car, it doesn't take much of an accident sometimes to jam your door. That's kind of scary. Once you get out of the car and you take that walk around and you see your vehicle that you bought.
Oh, no.
It looked so nice when you first got it, and there it is, wrinkled up and broken glass. And you know there's going to be police reports and insurance adjusters and all of this hassle. Rental cars.
Yep.
At the end of all of that grief, what you deserve is a car that looks as good as new, maybe better. And this is why we suggest, don't even hesitate. Call Montgomery Paint and Body at 27 Wreck with a W. Certainly no tow truck worth its existence would not know where MPB is, because they're the gold standard for automotive body repair. Good as new, maybe better. Yeah, it is sad to see your vehicle looking forlorn and busted up, but there's nothing more impressive than the first time you see it after it's been in their capable hands.
Oh, my God.
They're so good at what they do that one of America's biggest insurance companies toured them, shot video, and now shows other body shops this is how it's supposed to be. Yeah. And that all begins with the ethics that Donnie Turner brought to the table when he first opened MPB. And that is, we're not going to skip a step in the repair process. We do it all or we don't do it at all. They're at Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Wreck with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body. 820, let's see who needs them.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no accidents to report at this hour. We still have some busy traffic on the Atlanta Highway inbound. I-65 and 85, a little busy in places through the city, but all in all, it is turning into a normal Friday workday traffic-wise. So be careful out there and keep it here for traffic updates always. It doesn't matter if you want to talk used cars or football, stop by Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They're happy to have you stop by and browse with no pressure at all. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tide fans, don't make me call Bob Baumhammer and say we're not getting as much participation of the Duncan and Sun Predictor Club from the Roll Tide Nation. Let's go. Go to Facebook and win. Come on. Conundrum coming up. This is Slamabama.
T-Town, Alabama, sunny Saturday. Tailgating on the quad, the band begins to play. Your heart thumps, fist pumps, and you hear the fight song. No place you'd rather be, right here in your sweet home.
The music plays above the noise.
Emily's segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and Jay.
Hi, hello, it's me, Jay, and Emily.
We're here to tell you about the glorious wonders that can be found at the Seafood Bistro.
Glorious.
Located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Dine in, carry out, order online, order through one of the delivery apps. Whatever strikes your fancy, just make sure you get some Cajun goodness in you this weekend.
Getting ready for that game? Yep, why not order some wings?
Yep, that Saigon sweet heat can only be found at the Seafood Bistro.
Or do something different if you don't want to do the wings thing. You know, get the boil bags. Get the big boil bags and stuff, man. And Ask for the bib.
I get the bib every time.
She does.
Not even gonna lie.
In her little bib while she's eating her seafood.
Yeah, because, you know, am I messy? I try not to be. Do accidents happen to me? Often.
Splatters. If I'm wearing white,
It's over.
Check out theseafoodbistro.com for the entire menu and put your order in online if you'd like to, or have it delivered through one of the apps on your phone, one of the delivery apps on your phone. And check out the Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, right down here from the radio station. Call them at 279-7500. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
How would you like to win a $10 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro?
Wouldn't that be phenomenal, fantastic, outstanding, excellent?
Then give us the answer to this conundrum at 272-9228. 50%, half of all people have done this before they're 14 years old. And I'm one of them.
Well, why did you get out of the bathroom?
You're going to kill Jay. Oh, bless it.
50% of adults say they did this before they were 14 years old. We can eliminate a couple of things that seem to have come up already here in the studio.
Face is so red.
Jay got lightheaded.
I actually did get lightheaded from that coughing.
If you put a cabbage leaf on Rich's head, he would look like a cherry tomato. He is that red.
Honey, he's showering a lot these days.
That's good. He's learning hygiene. But since yesterday...
Oh, goodness. Oh, there go them phones.
272-9228.
Lighting up like a Christmas tree.
While Jay's getting calls, 4:05 this afternoon, there's some significant economic information coming out. Brad McDonald explains how that impacts your pocketbook. So he is joining us at 4:05 this afternoon during happy hour. I think Eddie Bader's coming by. We're going to have a fun show on Friday. We always try to. And Rosie, of course, will be here as well. 272-9228. Half of all people say they did this before they were 14. And we start with Sam.
Mr. Buell.
Yes.
What kind of show are you running up there? Hey, Greg. I'm going to say they've driven automobile.
That's a good guess.
That's a good one.
I drove the farm truck at 12.
You remember when Dad put you on his lap?
Yes.
On the farm. I drove a Volkswagen Bug. That's what I learned in. Yep.
Well, you can do that on your own property. You don't need a license to drive on your own property. You know?
I know, but I had no sense and almost flipped it, jumping terraces and, you know, preteen goofiness.
Yeah, I know. The whole teen immortality. Thanks for the call. 272-9228, half of all adults say they did this before they were 14. Yes, but I did that with Janelle when she was little.
Yeah,
I let her sit
on
my lap. As soon as we turned the corner onto our block, and she got to...
I remember. It was a big deal. Daddy let me...
Who dropped a hat?
Yeah.
Ken.
Hey, guys. Hi. Is it a first kiss?
Half of all people say they had the first kiss by the time they were 14, and that is the winning answer.
That's exactly it.
Wow, I was going to say drove a car, but someone took it.
Yeah.
And I not only remember that first kiss, her name was Joyce Somerville.
Of course you remember the name.
Mm-hmm.
Tall, skinny, blonde, and Tommy James' Hanky Panky was playing in the background.
Yeah?
Yep. So hang on.
So was that first base?
That was a bunt.
a bunt?
First base came a little bit later.
So it was a bunt, but you got thrown out at first. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that's good. 1, 2, 3, red light.
You know what? And this is...
Stopping me.
This is why I love the era in which I grew up. You know what? I just couldn't understand why I was feeling the way I was after. Because it was so wonderful. It's like, man. I hadn't joined the pipe club yet.
I know what that is. Yeah, yeah. We had a stump out in the woods.
A stump. Y'all.
A stump.
You have no. Emily Hayes and most women, 99% of women, have no idea how perverted men are.
Yeah, Not I work with perverted. You guys, so
in a fun way perverted.
Being a boy.
Yeah. Well, that was what I was going to say. Okay. I have an older.
We interrupt this,
please.
Well, city I have an older brother, yeah. And then all I have are sisters.
Yeah.
So
what were his bathroom habits?
Oh my gosh.
Well, Rich is.
I said that because I have no idea what little boys like. I'm learning with my nephews how they get into everything and all that stuff.
Boys are boys.
But yeah, I mean, you know, it's my big sister Elizabeth and me, and then my two kid sisters, and we have Brian, the older brother. Bless him.
It is 8:32.
Brian Hudson, in case you needed to know that, because you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477.
Wow. Nice name game, that. Yes.
Yeah,
it's
a name game.
And in just a few minutes, we'll have a visit from young
Joey.
At 8:33.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Very pleasant morning. In fact, the nicest temperature as far as a low this morning of 61 that we've had this week. And things are looking good for the weekend as a cool front approaches. Now, today we're ahead of the cool front, so a very warm day, high in the upper 80s, lots of sunshine. During the middle of the night, the cool front actually moves through the state. There could be a couple of leftover showers ahead of the front. I think the chances are small, though. Otherwise, Saturday is very comfortable with a high around 79 or 80. Yeah, we'll take that. And the low Saturday night will be in the upper 50s. That would be the coolest of the season so far. Then on Sundays, a new wrinkle in the forecast as we had to add scattered showers, especially, I think, by Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, Sunday night. I've got the rain chances as high as 50% daytime, 60% on Sunday night. And then scattered showers in the forecast on Monday, Tuesday, and at least early in the day, Wednesday. And this is good news when we're in the middle of a drought. And we are in at least a moderate to severe drought, depending on where you live here in the river region. Right now this morning, we have east winds at 9 miles per hour. Pretty nice. 66 degrees at 8:34.
Thank you, Rich. We are going to take a quick break here for traffic and local news. And when we come back, we'll have today's Morning Maroon nominees. Since we were talking about them earlier, and I posted a link, by the way, to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame poll vote.
It finally sticks.
Well, they're number 6 on the list, but they should have been in 15 years ago. Yeah. And, you know, when JY was here, when the band was last here at the MPAC, I meant to ask him how they felt about that, because that, to me, is a clear oversight. And it's a joke.
When you see other people that made it?
With one hit? I don't understand the criterion. But it's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, not I Had One Hit Hall of Fame. I'm getting angry. It's 8:35.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident to report. Taylor and Vaughn Road, a fender bender right there in the intersection at Taylor and Vaughn. Watch out for emergency vehicles and avoid the area for the next few minutes if possible. Other than that, a normal traffic flow all around the city. We have no other accidents to report at this time. Be safe out there on this Friday. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a bank robbery. They say the Regions Bank on Coliseum Boulevard was robbed Thursday morning. They say a man went into the bank, gave the teller a note, and then ran away with money. Police say no one was hurt. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Local police officers are attending the FBI Law Enforcement Summit in Opelika this week. Some of the topics this year include cybersecurity, problem solving, and media training. And Alabama State University's Marching Hornets will soon be playing on a national stage. The marching band will play during halftime of the Atlanta Falcons versus Los Angeles Rams game on October 20th. The band director says the performance will be a first for many students who have never seen an NFL game in person. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is, people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's. Shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sticks!
It's finally Friday. Time to put the week far behind me. I'm finally free. Free for the weekend that's ahead of me. This week at work, picture of my boss on the dartboard, and I cried, oh, 'cause my week is done. Finally Friday, yes, it's Friday, finally.
Fame, and I will not rest until I see that happen.
It will be your life's mission.
It'd be great. Who would you get to induct Styx? Who would be a great candidate to induct them?
Wow.
Think about that.
They have done a lot of work.
Ted Nugent.
No.
Ted Nugent would be a possibility because Tommy Shaw and Ted Nugent are real close.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Ted would do
that.
Weren't
they in Damn Yankees together?
Yes.
Not out of anything against Styx, but more probably out against the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of artists that are righteously upset they're not in there when bands that didn't even do rock and roll are. That, again.
Right.
Rename it or stick to your original purpose. I was one of the morning shows across the country that lobbied to put it in Cleveland. We wanted to do something good for Cleveland.
Well, yeah, and there was a radio station in Cleveland that kind of stuffed the ballots, too. But that's where the term rock and roll was coined in Cleveland, Ohio, and it is the birthplace of rock and roll.
By Alan Freed, right?
Yeah. Alan Freed, WJW.
Yeah. All right, let's bring in former Secretary of State, non-Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member Jean Cadet.
You have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid there. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominee. All right, this is political, but it's not about the politics itself. Nominee number one, the mayor of Minneapolis, with a Trump rally there last night and thousands of people cramming into the Target Center to hear what he had to say, thought it would be a cute thing to do to raise the temperature inside the building to its highest point.
Why?
To be a jackass.
Why are people...
A spiteful jackass.
You have to go out of your way to be mean.
Well, if I had the name, if I knew who made the decision, maybe he did this too. But there were people lined around that building. They took the porta potties that had been set up for the crowd outside and moved them 2 miles away.
Wow. Oh.
So if you needed to go to the can, you had to walk a long distance in the cold and rain to do it.
Well, that's just awful.
I'm sorry. Agree or disagree. Can you imagine if any mayor in America had done that to Hillary's people or Barack Obama's people
right. That
were waiting in long lines? As many Obama rallies were packed like that. Mm-hmm. They would have never heard, they would have been forced out of office. But this, they get applause. It's a shame. Nominee number two is the guy, you can see the video on my Facebook page, who decided this is a good way to break into a vehicle. I'll throw a rock at the window.
Oh, that was hilarious video.
Bounce back, hit him in the face.
Nope.
The man's been charged with criminal damage to a vehicle and shoplifting because so far stupidity is not yet a crime. And then we have a guy in Seattle named Scott Tanner. He was driving in the carpool lane in the freeway, Seattle Freeway, Wednesday, when a guy in a Jeep sped up behind him and started tailgating him and honking. Mm-hmm. At first, he figured it was someone just road raging, so he refused to pull over and let the guy pass. Instead, he slowed down a little bit just to make him more frustrated. He wound up pulling off the freeway at the next stop. But what Scott did not realize is the guy in the Jeep was a 24-year-old who was actually in a high-speed police chase at the time. The cops had been chasing him after he assaulted his girlfriend. And because Scott wouldn't move over, it slowed this guy, Eric Krapnick, Eric Knapnick down. And that allowed 20 police cars to catch up. And he was apprehended. So... not a good idea to tick off somebody who'd like to get out of the way, ends up arrested. So, just because it's so dumb and simple, the guy with the brick.
Yeah.
There was a store robbery video very similar to that a few years ago where two kids were trying to break the window of a business, and whatever it was they threw bounced back and hit both of them. I think it was a baseball bat or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Where they hit the window with a baseball bat and it bounced back and hit them in the head. So who do we...
That's my most entertaining one of the morning was the brick guy.
Yeah.
He's just an idiot. He throws it and it hits him. It comes back.
Yeah, because when you're talking maroons, that's the definitive.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Boy, if you're listening at the food outlet, Danny and the gang over there, I will be there a little bit later on Sunday than usual. Don't panic. I would like my my case of glass bottle Diet Coke set aside. And, obviously I've got a dog to feed here. So yeah. There will be grilled chicken tenders. I wouldn't dare show up. I'd rather call in sick.
Do they set aside your groceries for you?
I mean, that's some highfalutin business right there.
They know I buy a case of 24 glass bottle Diet Cokes every week. So, yeah, they set that aside, but I pay for it.
Well, yeah.
You know what the best part about that is? They're $3.99 for a six-pack. It's cost plus 10, $3.99. At the chain grocery stores, I've seen them as high as $6 and $7.99. Mm. Bluebell ice cream, always at a great price. A full half gallon at food outlets, a great example of in the treat department, if you will, where you can save a lot of money. New York strips, $4.65. There will be a steak day next week. I can guarantee you
steak
that.
Steak day.
And medium sure-fine eggs, 2.5 dozen, a carton of 2.5 dozen. That's medium eggs, 2 of those for $3. That means 60 eggs for $3. That's Try and find them cheaper amazing. Anywhere else. Large tomatoes, 64 cents. So there will be a BLT next week as well. Three Food Outlet has 3 locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street west of 31 in Prattville, and on Coliseum Boulevard just north of Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Our grand prize, Emily Simon, coming up.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident to report. Taylor and Vaughn Road, a fender bender right there in the intersection at Taylor and Vaughn. Watch out for emergency vehicles and avoid the area for the next few minutes if possible. Other than that, a normal traffic flow all around the city. We have no other accidents to report at this time. Be safe out there on this Friday. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of 5 great prizes.
Hi, Ms. Webster.
Hello.
We are just drawing for the XPR Smart TV from Cohen's that you registered for.
Oh, no.
We just drew your name for the Sony 4K 65-inch XPR Smart TV from Cohen's.
I can't believe it.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hello. Oh, there's the mic. Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. And the gang.
Hey, Emily.
The gang.
It's
all
time
Emily
now.
Segments all the time.
No, no. It's time now for our weekly grand prize drawing for grabs first.
On account, you want to know why?
On account, you want to know why?
I hear the chips.
You hear the chips. All of you that have called in this week have been kept on a list by one Jay Scott, and I'm going to draw numbers.
He's been checking it twice.
If that number corresponds with your name, you will win.
44 people made the list.
44. You'll win fabulous prizes up for grabs first. Gift certificates to the pizza place right there at Harrison and Perry Hill.
Courtesy of Eddie Bader.
Courtesy of Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group.
It's better with Bader.
Number 20.
Number 20.
Cecilia P.
Yay!
Or Cecilia, which is curable.
Cecilia.
The right round of antibiotics.
That should have gotten at least a
buh.
It doesn't count after I have to prompt you.
Well, let it happen naturally.
Up next, the works from Don Duncan, All-American Type and Auto.
Number 16.
And number 16 is, he says, as he scrolls, Kenneth C.
Kenneth.
All right.
Up next, tailgate to go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
That's delicious.
a party-sized tray of wings, gooey fries, chips, salsa, queso, a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. The winning number is...
Number 12.
Ken B.
Isn't that the guy who said, what's the frequency count of two?
Probably, but see... The thing is that 12 and 13 are both Kens. I have a Ken B and a Ken P, so I don't know which one would have been the one that was Kenneth. But yes, Ken B.
We have more than one Ken.
More Kens.
Yeah, we do. Ken B, by the way, B as in boy, not P as in Paul, but B.
As grand in prize is a $159 value Clark's Club membership. It paid off beyond that for me this month when they came out to my tune-up and found out my exterior coil was clogged about 90%. That's why I was getting $500 electric bills.
I'm glad you took care of your exterior coil.
And it's fixed. It did the interior coil as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So I am looking forward to my electric bill. I will probably share it with you around the 15th or 16th whenever it comes in. This grand prize Clark's Club membership goes to...
Number one.
Who was the first caller this week?
So the interesting thing about this call is that they called in. They were the first caller this week. And Greg said, hey, we got you in to win for our drawing at the end of the week.
Oh.
And I was like, if number one gets called, of course. And,
right.
You know, it does happen. We told him it happens. Sarah T.
Yay!
We told you.
Sarah T, it sounds like a state of mind.
Hey, Sarah, get me Sarah.
Yes. Yeah, didn't I make that hilarious joke that, like, if cell phones had existed in Mayberry, would you have to go through Sarah to make a cell phone call?
Instead of Siri, Sarah.
I thought that was...
devilishly clever.
Thanks. Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn has your new mower waiting for you. This is the time to buy because... They have their remaining 2019s that they would like to move out to make room for the 2020 mowers. And they've got everything you could possibly need from tractor-style mowers, zero-turn X-Mark, and Echos. And, of course, your individual Toros. I bought two of those from Lewis Lawn. One of them is 11 years old, and it's still working. It's a great product. One reason it's still working is I can take it there when it needs to be serviced or repaired, or I need my blade sharpened. Anything you buy at Lewis Lawn, mowers, blowers, pressure washers, it can all be brought back there to get taken care of because they have a full service department behind the scenes. Fantastic people like Chad Sasser to guide you through the manufacturer specials and incentives. Hannah and others, and I love the Lewises. They're great people. So when you have a need, please give them a chance to earn your business. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's Lewis Lawn, 244 9191 if you want to call ahead.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Depot Furniture Gallery is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and the Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from.
If the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire River region is what you're looking for, you have a new option at Rustic Relics at 706 2nd Avenue in Clanton. When we visited the Depot Furniture Gallery, I just fell in love with that rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors.
Entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery, located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations in Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, Arab, and now inside Rustic Relics in Clanton.
For more info, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
NBA cancels all remaining media availability and tour China. What a bunch of
cowards.
Sparky.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. What's up?
Hey, have you talked about the Atlanta Braves debacle yet?
What debacle is that?
That's
the
like
fifth game.
Yeah, no.
I mean, yeah. The first inning. Yeah, of course we have.
Oh no, I'm not even talking. I'm talking about. Well, I should say the whole series. This is just my take on it.
Are you talking about the tomahawk chopping canceled?
No, none of that baloney. I don't care about that. I turned the volume down because I can't stand the announcers anyway. But they had the best team in baseball as far as I'm concerned. You know, comparable to the Yankees.
Yes.
They had power. They had pitching. They had everything. Of course, if you go back in history, you find out they can't get past the division.
Well, yeah, now, this was their 10th consecutive division series loss.
Well, they should have won that series, and I'll tell you why. They got this guy, Acuna, who likes to watch the ball fly out of the park. Twice he watched it, and he got singles out of it. And he got picked off going to second. Now, in the fourth game, he hit that ball to left field, and it went under that guy's glove. If he was running all out, he would have had an inside-the-park home run, Atlanta Braves win. And that's a fact. He made it to third because he was jogging to first. If he was running all out on that hit, he would have had an inside-park home run, game's over, they don't go into extra innings, the Braves win.
Everything you say is true, but and we got to go because we're tight for time, Sparky. They don't get to lose in the division series unless Acuna has the year that he does. So it's a little give and take there. I think he's learned his lesson.
Joey.
And now with more on the big Braves controversy, let's welcome your news and views host, a young drummer.
I mean, there's a lot going on out there in the baseball diamond. Yeah, a lot going on.
Give 110% every day.
Yeah, I have 200%.
My team is still in. The Yankees against these bastard Astros.
Whoa.
Pardon me.
Well, they don't know who their fathers are, okay?
Jeez. Look at the time.
You are such a
treasure.
The
Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Yes, we're having a razor-thin brush with reality here. No, I am a little bit concerned about that game because, you know, the Houstons, they got, the Garrett Cole, the Justin Verlander, the Greinke thing going on.
God, there's a lot I could say, but I want to say this. All hail the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah. that debacle.
They're in my heart. They are mine.
Talking about debacles.
Quick note. This afternoon from 3 to 4, JT and Leanne are going to be my guests.
Oh, yeah!
And Jack Campbell's here.
Yeah!
Yay!
So all is right with the world. I'm giving you back the 45 seconds we stole the other day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, is due on Capitol Hill this morning for a closed-door